Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. If you have questions or you want more information about this podcast, contact endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, our news is sponsored today. News comes from naturalnews.com. Today's news is from naturalnews.com, dated Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Very interesting article, folks. I've already kind of knew this before going in, but here we go. Here we go again. The UK lockdown files show health officials conspiring to scare the pants off everyone. When do we deploy the new variant? So in other words, they were scaring the pants off of everyone to scare them so that they can deploy a new variant of the COVID vaccine or something like that, folks. So let's get into today's article here. Here we go. The UK, the Telegraph News via the UK, has obtained more than 100,000 WhatsApp messages sent between Matt Hancock and other ministers and officials during the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic that reveal a coordinated deception campaign. The investigation found that Hancock and other British politicians were more concerned about saving face than doing the right thing for the British people. Even as it became obvious that the lockdowns and mask mandates were based on pseudoscience lies, Hancock dug their heels in and kept the ruse going. At one point, Hancock was vying for Donald Trump's title as father of the vaccine. The so-called lockdown files show Hancock was desperate to be known as Mr. Vaccine, even though Trump infamously claimed the responsibility under his Operation Warp Speed scheme. Hancock also criticized the COVID vaccine czar for expressing wacky views that he described in one message as totally unreliable. Meanwhile, Hancock was working behind the scenes to frighten the pants off of everyone. That COVID would keep the masses obedient and in line. Twitter files show that politicians in the United States were doing many of the same things as they pushed to turn the country into a totalitarian state territory. COVID was a scam right from the very beginning. They wanted mass compliance. In one correspondence, Hancock was chatting with many of his media advisor, Damon Poole, about how to trick the British into obeying the COVID mandates. Let me pause right here, folks. It's crazy as we go forth and as we unravel this, if you will, this fake plandemic, this scheme that the elites came up with just to see if they could control the world, which they just about did without firing a single shot. People have to understand that. It's just absolutely, positively insane. And you have to understand that, folks. That's where we are today. And they push the scenario. They push the COVID. They push the vaccine. They push all of this crap. And that's exactly what it is. It's crap, folks. Absolutely C-R-A-P on the world. And we can't deal with this crap anymore. You know, this stuff must stop. These people must be brought to justice. But I know how flawed the justice system is. The justice system only works as good as the people involved and inside the justice system. And that usually doesn't work very good at all, folks. We frighten the pants off at everyone with a new strain, Hancock wrote December 13th, 2020, adding Tory MPs were furious about the prospect of lockdowns happening, especially over Christmas. Yep, Poole responded, yep, that's what will get proper behavior, sick change, yep. When we do deploy the new variant, Hancock then asked in return, been thinking about this, that we need to be more cautious. Poole responded, the strain, that is, think made you made the point earlier, but we need to keep schools off paperwork agenda. Planned Christmas lockdown ended up announcing December 19th, just days before millions were ready to visit their family and friends and loved ones in celebration. A month later, Hancock was discussing further measures with Cabinet Secretary Simon Case, including more mask wearing in all settings outside the home. I mean, folks, these people are just, they're just insidious and they're crazy. They're just really sick people. And that's what happens, folks, when you don't have God in your life. You got to understand, we all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. But you have to understand it's the people that realize that when they're doing wrong and ask forgiveness compared to the people that don't, that just continue their sick ways over and over and over. And you have to pray for them sick people, folks, because they're very, very sick. Case was arguing in a correspondence that the fear-guilt factor was vital in achieving more lockdown compliance. Basically, we need to compliance up, Case wrote, adding that some measures, such as a ban on fishing, will be parroted galore if it looks like we suddenly decide fishing is the first step toward a Tier 5. I honestly wouldn't move on any small things unless we move a lot, Hancock wrote. The big remaining sick things are nurseries and workplaces. I agree. I think that's exactly right, Case responded. Small stuff.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looks ridiculous, ramping up messaging. You know, and again, folks, these sick people there in the UK, just like the sick people that founded this, the Faucis, the elitist, Bill Gates that kept it going, all these sick puppies, They're very, very sick people, and they need to be, there's a special place for them, folks, but they need to be prayed for, and that's what we do on this podcast. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. And it's this time right now on the podcast, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, it's this time in the podcast, folks. And if this is called, in case you're unaware, just join in the podcast, this is a salvation prayer. This salvation prayer will save your soul. I definitely, it's one of many, many things. You actually have to repent and give your life to Jesus Christ. But it's something that you need to do, and you need to do right away. Time is short, folks. I have my own health challenges. Just every day is a struggle, but I very rarely talk about it, if any, on this podcast or any other, podcast and forums that I do. But every day is a struggle, just like it is for millions and millions and millions of people out there, or should I say billions. And, I just let God, through Jesus Christ, handle my stresses and anxieties and different things like that. And, blood pressure issues. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but again, you need God, and you need God through Jesus Christ in your life, and you need him now, because you never know what happens. Tomorrow could be your last day. You never know when it's time to go. When it's time to go and God calls you home, or God says your time is up, your time is up, folks. And that's what you have to understand. There's no delaying. There's no, karma. You keep coming back over and over until you get it right. I've heard, I have one of my good and dear and best friends that believe in that. And it's been a struggle, because he's a lot older and he doesn't want to change his ways. And I just pray for him and pray for him and pray for him that he can accept Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, because it's a terrible thing. You don't want anybody you know, family, friends, even enemies, I don't care who it is, you don't want anybody to go to hell, to rotten hell, and it's a very bad place. So here we go, folks. Before we conclude this podcast, here's a simple prayer if you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours. Here we go. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give my life to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take place, your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. Congratulations. And that is the first step, the very first step. That is known as a salvation prayer, and you've given your life to Jesus Christ. Congratulations, folks. You can write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Tell me all about it. I would be excited to hear. And the first thing you need to do is get yourself a Bible. The first step, just a couple quick steps here, folks. Get yourself a good holy Bible. And just order it either, if you're in the United States, order it through Amazon. If you're on a budget or really poor, then find a good church, a church that preaches the Trinity or the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and just find a good Christian church, and then approach, one of the senior members, a deacon, a pastor, junior pastor even, or associate pastor, and just say, hey, pastor, say if his name's Bob, hey, Pastor Bob or Robert or whoever the pastor is, and just say, Hey, I'm really poor. I heard a podcast. I give my life to Jesus Christ. And I was wondering, could you help me? I really want to get a Bible and start reading. Of course, they're going to help you, folks. Every good Christian church will help anybody. And so once you dig into the Bible, that's your first step, getting a hold of a Bible. Then again, find a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then after that, folks, then what you need to do is go back to the church and grab somebody, get the pastor, junior pastor, senior pastor, a deacon, get somebody there that can answer some questions. Write down all your questions, go back and have them answer your questions. Like, what is salvation? When is the second coming of Jesus Christ? These are all good questions. Will God forgive us of our sins? Yes, of course he will. But you have to give your life to Jesus Christ and ask for repentance. But these are all good questions, folks. Write them down. You might have hundreds of questions, thousands. Write all your questions down, folks. And that's it. Just get into the church, ask your questions, just dig in, and just study every day that you can. And just try to read a little bit of the Bible every day if you can. Sometimes my eyesight's getting a little bad, so I'll have to record things, and I listen to recordings. It doesn't matter how you get the Bible and how you listen to the Word of God. All it does is matters how you get that, or that you get that, excuse me, not how. How does it matter? If you listen to an audio version, you listen to the written word, you actually read the written word in the Bible, or you hear the audio version, it does not matter, folks. As long as you're listening to the Word of God, that's all God through Jesus Christ. That's it. That's all God wants. And just try to live your life through Jesus Christ every day, folks. That's it. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.